Okay, this is chart review 5/28/2022 at Porter Emergency Room, Dr. Yee, Y-E-E. First patient is RS, 16-year-old male with STD exposure. And symptoms, lab was sent for STD diagnosis, was treated with Rocephin and doxycycline appropriately. Patient did not answer the phone when called today. Next patient is K. H, 17-year-old with a head injury and a superficial laceration at the pool. The laceration did not require closure, was treated with Augmentin because of the pool involvement. Patient's mom said that he's healing nicely and he's not having any nausea, vomiting, or symptoms of close head injury. They appreciated Dr. Yee very much. Next patient is SH, 45-year-old. Woman stubbed her right toe. Patient had a negative workup. X-ray was negative. Patient was sent home with Tylenol number 3. No, Tylenol with codeine number 15 because of her gastric sleeve. She cannot take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, but Dr. Yee forgot to sign the prescription. So when the patient's husband brought the prescription, the other emergency room physician that was there later, which I think it was Dr. G-B-A-L-A-Z-A-H per schedule, but not sure who was there that day. Nevertheless, they would not sign the prescription. They told the patient she was drug-seeking. She was very upset. She said she's 45 years old. She's never asked for pain medication in her life, and she works and has children. She's not a drug addict, but they treated her like one, and she was quite upset. And we had a long discussion regarding the fact that first doctor wrote the prescription for Tylenol number 3 and forgot to sign it, and the second doctor thought she was a drug addict, in quotation. But she felt like Dr. Yee did a great job till he forgot to sign the prescription, exclamation mark. Next patient is MB, 44-year-old woman complaining of UTI symptoms. Your analysis showed leukocytes, nitrites, treated with Rocephin, Toradol in the emergency room, sent home with pyridium and cefuroxime, C-E-F-U-R-O-X-I-M-E. Patient was very happy with the care, already doing better. Next patient is N.S., 41-year-old woman with cough, congestion, nausea. Swab test was negative. Chest X-ray was not done, was treated with bronchitis with Z-Pak and Tessalon, left message for the patient. Next patient is KH, 4-year-old with right foot injury or right foot avulsion laceration, did not require closure. DT was up to date, treated with Keflex at home and wound care. Patient's family was happy with the care and the child is doing well. Next patient is JT, 39-year-old male with volume depletion, nausea, vomiting, white count was 11, H&H 19 and 55, creatinine 2.1. Your analysis, specific gravity greater than 1.030, CPK 150, repeated within normal limits. Patient was kept for observation. Repeat blood test within normal limits. Patient did not answer the phone, may have been en route home. Delete that. Did not answer the phone, left message for the patient. Next patient is CW, 31-year-old with cough. The workup, 31-year-old woman, workup consisted of chest X-ray, swab testing, which were all negative, diagnosed with bronchitis, treated with Z-Pak and albuterol, and patient was very happy with the care, already doing better. Next question is another CW, another 31-year-old, CJ, 33-year-old, sorry, with cough congestion, chest x-ray negative, HCG negative, diagnosed with URI, mm-hmm. treated with Z-Pak and albuterol and sent home. Next patient is A.M., 32-year-old male with finger laceration, and patient is there for suture removal. The sutures were too deep. The staff weren't able to take it out, told them to come back later. Patient was perturbed. You know how to spell that? Perturbed, like mad. That's the word, perturbed, because he has to come back and they couldn't get the stitches out. He said he's just going to go back to regular to his regular physician. Next patient is MB, 9-year-old with shortness of breath, chest x-ray negative, swab testing negative, diagnosed with asthmatic bronchitis, treated with albuterol, doing much better. Mom is very happy with the care patient received and the fact that she's doing so much better now. CN, 11-year-old with wrist pain, head trauma, CT of the head negative, wrist x-ray negative, elbow x-ray negative, treated with anti-inflammatory, status post fall at home after horsing around. Next patient is L. Oh, dad was very happy with the care, by the way. Next patient is LH, 9-month-old baby with cough and fever, swab test negative, diagnosed with otitis media, treated with ceftonir, CEFDINIR. Grandma was very happy with the care. Child is beginning to get better, eating better, having some diarrhea at this time. Next patient is GM, 39-year-old with COVID exposure, no symptoms. Test was negative. No treatment was offered. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is RS, 22-year-old, 6 weeks pregnant with bleeding, refused ultrasound, refused workup, and left against medical advice. No one answered the phone when patient was called. Thank you.